Righto, Jars, real treat for you now. Always told to get as close to the source as possible in my radio career.
Yep.
I couldn't get you Tom Mitchell,
no,
but I could get the father off.
No.
Barry, a great teammate of mine, a good mate of yours, the one and only Baz Bangers. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, we found him.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we? Great to hear you. Great to hear you both, and particularly under these circumstances.
Papa. Absolutely. Mate, we know how you're feeling, but can we just pass on how we're feeling? We're super proud just to have a connection to young Tom and to you and the family. It just must be unbelievable, Mitch.
No, it is fantastic. We actually got a room full of Daros at the Drop of Crown because I couldn't get a start.
Yeah.
Even though I did poll 6-1 year.
Yep.
Went in fourth favourite, polled 6-0.
You were an eye-catcher, weren't you, back in the day?
Oh, well, didn't have a lot of yardage in my kicks, didn't have a lot of flashy stuff. I was sort of one of those blokes, so I was out there, but not doing a lot.
No.
I was there.
How was Mama Mitchell? Was she emotional when she saw her son up there? And he spoke beautifully too, Baz. You would have been proud of the lad.
I did speak well. A lot of pressure going into those things. Mm. But it was good that he got a result, and everyone was wrapped for him. I actually said to the guys we had there that had known him since he was a little fella that if you took one step with him or... all the way.
The pre-game diet routine raised a few eyebrows, Mitch. You were just pedantic with your preparation. Clearly didn't follow Dad's footsteps there.
Well, we did speak about that, and I said, listen, throw the kit caps up, throw the barbecue sharps, you're certain to get some sort of sponsorship.
Yeah.
And he ran with it.
You should have said, I love driving Mercedes. That's what he should have said.
Now, Baz, in your day, you're elite as a player, and obviously you play alongside Louis, my good mate here, and you two just razzle-dazzled in your day. Now, your lad rocked up with his new girlfriend. When did this all occur, and how did it occur? Because
how long has she been on the scene,
yeah,
Baz?
And she's changed him. He's on the fish diet. He's on salads. He just drinks water. When did all this happen? Because that's not a tradition in the Mitchell DNA.
Well, to be honest, I was disgusted when I heard the new diet.
Yep.
I used to base myself, particularly post-game, kebab, stubby.
Kebab.
But I wasn't a smoker, but I occasionally have a dart.
And still get 35.
Still get 35, have a pack of Friends and Edges, a couple of stubbies. But that's a new way these days.
It's
a new professionalism. No, but he's a pretty professional bloke now.
But there's a lot of sacrifice, and he wanted to be, and he showed a lot early on. We've all heard the great stories. He nearly got banned from Auskick because he was too good. Mm. I mean, he's had to give up a lot to chase the big dream. And just, as you said, it's just not one of those things you turn up and rock up. It's been something he's been locked in for a long time to try and achieve ultimate success, and even left Sydney to get it.
Yeah, well, as a kid, I mean, he was good at it. So I think we all follow things we're good at. So that's why I'm a bit lost at the moment. I can't find the next one. But I think all kids want to play AFL or sample or waffle or whatever it is. That's all our dream, and it doesn't happen for all of us. But him, it's something he's loved, and as happens with all of us, it's not always smooth sailing. He had some good years at Sydney, but decided to move on, and in the last couple of years he's probably been recognised for good performance, and it's good for him. We all got different paths, but... at the moment, things are pretty good for him. Hopefully, the Hawks can have some success.
Now, Baz, we've had many conversations in the car talking about some of the greats here. When are you and Dean, Walter Wallace and I going on this train trip?
Oh, dear.
Well, we were all over in Perth together, Jars, Molly and myself. And the three of us looked at each other one day and said, what in God's name are we doing here? And we were near the train station, as I recollect. Jars, is that right?
Yeah,
right near the Perth train station.
Yeah, we were.
Just having a coffee, and we thought, why don't we catch the gun? And we thought we'd have a terrific trip.
Yeah.
And I actually saw it on SBS the other night, that bloke in the pink jacket and the brown
doing the train trips, yes.
Yeah, and I thought, if we all dress up like that, and we'll meet at the gun and we'll head off.
We'll just go.
You know, one night we'll go to the buffet cabin. Another night we might sit up with the driver. We might put Jars down in the caboose.
Yeah, well, where he belongs.
Correct.
Great stuff.
What now,
mate.
Mitch? How long are the festivities with Tommy? Is he going overseas? Is he going to have a break, have a spell?
Is he going to get back on the barbecue?
Has he pulled any all-nighters? Have everybody come out of the cracks coming for a piece of the action? What's happened?
Well, on the froth?
You know, they all go to Europe. They go to Europe, they go to Mexico, then they go to America, and then they come back and start training.
Yeah.
But I was going up to my room up in town, and I was in the danger. Seriously?
Yeah.
Ooh. He had the man bag.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't.
He should have flicking through at the comb. I said, what are you got? You got the comb, you got the lip gloss, get the passport, little mirror.
Yep.
Little mirror. Jeez. He had the AFL Players Association contract.
Yep.
He had a Telstra.
Have his little name tag for his desk.
Don't.
AFLPA Prez.
Don't.
He had his little surfboard under there.
He probably would have been going surfing. He likes to wear his suit surfing.
He had the bum bag in the front, did he?
Well, he was actually had his wetsuit on. His ears.
Hey, Mitch, last one, and I haven't spoken for a while, but I'm loving how Tommy's smother his hairline's following yours.
He's coming with us, Baz.
I've told him to work the angles. Yeah. When the camera's on the right, you fade your head to left.
Righto, Bang, it's great to talk.
Love you, mate.
See you, mate.
Thanks, gents. Good on you.
Righto, mate. Bye.